Hey, witches, welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I'm your host, April Equilin. This week, I wanted to talk about candle magic. So we all know that I love setting things on fire, and candle magic is one of my favorite things to do. It's super, super easy. And I mean, you can do, again, you can do something that is as simple or as elaborate as you want, but candles are a great way to do some of your magic, do some spell work, because they are so easy to obtain. I mean, you can go anywhere really and get a candle, and it doesn't even have to be anything specific to, like, from a special shop or whatnot. I mean, you can literally go to the grocery store and grab a candle. Heck, you can even use birthday candles if you want. But this week, I wanted to talk to you all about candle magic and, you know, what it is and why we use it, and give you some ideas of how to do it. And then, you know, give you a little example of some candle magic that I like to do, especially with our lovely friend Mercury going retrograde happening starting May 10th. Anyways, I won't focus on that right now. So what is candle magic? Well, it's using candles to do your working, to do a spell, to use in a ritual. It is, like I said, it is a really great way to use something that's very easy to get, and it gives your magic just some little, like, some extra potency. Some people will include candle magic along with other parts of their spell work or ritual work. Some will just use the candle. So if you think about, a candle, it actually represents all of the elements. So, you know, we have the elements: earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. And the candle represents all of these. So for the earth element, that is going to be the wax and the wick of the candle. For the air element, well, in order to keep that flame going, in order to keep things lit, you need oxygen. So it's fueled by oxygen. The fire element is obviously the flame. The water element is, you know, wax. When it burns, it is transformed into a liquid. So that takes on the water element. And then the spirit part is our intention, what we're putting into it. What is the goal of this magic? What are we, you know, what are we putting into it that we want to see happen? So it's pretty cool that, you know, candles can represent, you know, all of these elements in, you know, we can include all of these elements in our workings. And of course, you can add some other things to the candles to bring in more of certain elements. But, you know, just knowing that you can have all of the elements covered with just one candle and that's it, then, I mean, it's perfect. It's so, so simple and so easy. So why do we use candles in magic? I mean, not just because we can, you know, light something on fire, and not just to have, like, a certain ambiance or whatnot, but we use them for, you know, a variety of reasons. So the act of burning something, so lighting a candle, it acts as, like, think of it as like a helper, like an aid, to allow your intentions, allow your workings to travel from this, you know, mundane world into the spiritual realm. And, you know, thinking back on the air element corresponds with with communication, and it helps carry our intentions and puts them out into the universe. So using, burning something, using candles is a great way to get your intention out there into the universe. I mean, why do you think on, certain occasions, especially like with full moons and such, that people do like burning bowl ceremonies, or they'll have a candle that they use and then they have a petition or their intention or whatnot that they have written down on paper and they seal it and light it with the help of the flame of the candle to send that message, send that intention out into the universe. So it has the candle magic has the ability to just harness the power of not only all of the elements, but harness the power of that flame to allow your workings to have that power as you do them. So with that being said, think back on things that we do, how we use candles, even just in everyday life. I mean, birthdays, for instance, you have a birthday cake, you put candles on the cake and you blow those candles out. What are you doing when you blow those candles out? You're making a wish. You're setting an intention in your mind. You're putting your energy, so your breath, into those candles by blowing them out. And then when they get blown out, that smoke rises, your intentions rise, your wish rises, and you put it out there in the hopes that it will come true. We also have, candles in churches. People will light candles in remembrance of somebody. People will light candles for their prayers. Certain holidays will have candles on our altars when we're doing workings, or if we're in just our sacred space and we're meditating or, doing whatever, we put candles out and light them and set them up in ways that resonate with us. When people do cleansings, sometimes of their space after they go through with their method of cleansing, whether it's like smoke or sound or whatnot, sometimes they'll go in and they will light a candle, usually sometimes a white candle, but whatever their, whatever resonates with them, and they will go ahead and light a candle and to kind of like seal everything. So there's so many ways that you can use candles in your workings. And it's just, like I said, it's just so easy to use and so accessible that I hope if you haven't started using them, that maybe this episode will get you a little bit more into them. So how do we do this? How do we do candle magic? Well, first you want to pick what your intention is, what kind of spell work do you want to do? If you're doing a ritual or if you're just doing like a small little working or whatnot, you want to obviously pick your intention. And then from there, you can start planning how you want to set up your candles, what you want to use. Do you want to use a certain color or whatnot? So once you figure out like what your intention is going to be or what kind of spell you are doing, then we need to choose, what type of candle are we using? And there are so many different ones that you can use. And like I mentioned, you don't have to use like a specific, one that you purchased at, a metaphysical shop or, shaped a certain way or whatnot. If you just have like a I don't know, a Yankee candle that's lying around that's in your favorite scent and it's going to work for your working, use it. Perfect. If you need to do something really, really quick and you don't have a lot of time to like wait for like a whole like spell candle to burn down, use a birthday candle. Those are super easy to use. They're cheap. You can grab them anywhere. They come in a variety of colors too, if you want to work a little color magic in there. But you have some choices. So the different types of candles that we use, a lot of times you'll see people using, you know, what we call like spell candles or chime candles. These are little 4-inch candles. They're small. Great for something that's just really quick. They can still burn for a little bit. I've had some chime candles that take about 2-2.5 hours to burn, depending on if I've added anything to them, like herbs or oils or whatnot. So they can still take a little bit of time, but you'll see a lot of people using those. They're small, they're, you know, really portable, easy to get. And so you'll see a lot of spell workings that use those. And then you can kind of go up in size. There's like the six inch spell candles that can be used. Those will take a lot longer to burn. Then you can move up to like the 3-day glass jarred candles and the 7-day glass jarred candles. These are those ones. They're all different colors. They come in the skinny glass jars, and one, the 3 days are the short ones, the 7 days are the tall ones. A lot of people will call them prayer candles. Sometimes you'll see, you know, see them in other places other than like metaphysical shops. So a lot of times with workings, people will use those, especially if they're going to keep the candle lit for an extended period of time. Just because it's in a glass container, it's a little bit more contained. Some people will use the large taper candles that you can get in stores. Like I mentioned, the birthday candles people will use. Some people will use big pillar candles. They'll use votives, tea lights. Really, it's the choices are really up to you as to what you want to use. Now, sometimes if you're following like a spell or a ritual from a book or from some place, they will tell you the type of candle to use. But again, I know I sound like a broken record. You do you. You do what works with your practice. And if all you have is a birthday candle or that's all you have is a tea light, use it. Go for it. Remember, it is about your intent. Everything is about your intent. Now, if you're using like doing a ritual or a spell that calls for like a shaped candle, because there's a lot of those out there and a lot of the shaped candles work with the intention, with the spell, with the ritual that you're doing, then you do want to try to get those. I know some people that will kind of like shape and mold their own, which is fine. But if something is super, super specific and you really want to, you know, follow it to a T, then make sure you're following those directions. But if you need something simple and quick and you just have what you have on hand, definitely use it. Remember, it is about those intentions and you get to pick how you do your magic. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk about colors and adding things to your candles. So we'll be right back.
I love to start and end my day with positive affirmations. They really help me get my head in the right space. Another thing I love is fiendish affirmations. For example, happiness does not always come from within. Sometimes the idea that I should just find joy in my own little heart is kind of boring. External accomplishments, like taking part in a little playful competition, can make me smile just as much as the jokes I tell myself and laugh at throughout the day. Inner peace is great and all, but you know what's better? Making it to Best Fiends level 100. That's what true satisfaction feels like. I love playing Best Fiends when I need a little motivation in the middle of a slow day, when I'm waiting in line for things. Why do we wait in line for so many things? And I love to play first thing in the morning. Some friendly competition with those adorable little fiends is exactly what I need to get up, get moving, crush some of my best friend's overnight scores, and start my day right. Once you download Best Fiends, you can play anywhere. You can play at your kid's soccer practice where there's no Wi-Fi. You can play on a plane to England. You can play while you're out collecting cool rocks at the beach. Another cool thing you can collect is fiends. And these cute little guys get powered up with more levels as you play. Every win brings new challenges, and there are literally thousands of puzzles to play and new in-game events added all the time. There's always more to play, so go ahead and admit that true happiness is trouncing your loved ones at Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
And we're back. So with candles, like I mentioned, you know, you picked your intention, you're picking your candle. Well, something that you might want to incorporate in the instructions, depending on where you're following, you know, if you're following, you know, a spell or whatnot, may indicate that you need to choose a specific color to go along with your spell work. So candle colors have their different correspondences. And now, again, some people will just use a color because it's their favorite color and they like it. Some people will use it because it also corresponds with their intention and the working that they're doing. It's up to you. So white candles are good for purification, consecration. They're good for positivity. They're good for just being used as like a general candle, because you can use a white candle in place of any other color. So white candles are great to have on stock, especially if you need a color and you just don't happen to have it. Purple candles are great for workings with intuition, wisdom, if you're trying to channel, you know, things you want to focus on. Blue is great for communication. Definitely associated with that throat chakra. Also good for like emotional healing, astral travel, maybe some dream recall. Green is really good for prosperity and abundance. It's also really good for fertility. You know, fertility in, you know, wanting to have a baby, or fertility in a new project, or, you know, growth in a certain area. So you can look at that. Yellow is really good for creativity and joy and happiness, optimism. It can also be used for communication as well. Orange is great for business. It's also good for legal issues, for energy, confidence, attraction, and maybe a little bit of encouragement. Red is good for passion, for action, for transformation. Really good if you're doing a little bit of that sex magic too. You can use a red candle. Black is good for banishing. It's good for protection. It's good for grounding. It's good for some binding too, if you're into that. Good for spirit communication. So these are your typical, you know, colors that you can use. You can throw in some pink in there too. Pink is really good for love and friendship and kind of those really good feelings. Some people will even put in like silver and gold candles when working with the sun or the moon, when working with money and things like that. So you have a lot of options when it comes to candle work, especially with using different colors. Some other things that you can do with candles, if you're not just using them just on their own, just plain, is you can dress them with corresponding things that go along with your ritual or your spell work. So dressing them, you can use herbs, you can use different essential oils, you can dress with crystals. So how do we do this? Well, if you're using something that's in a jar, like a 3-day or a 7-day candle, or any jarred candle, something that's in a container, you can just sprinkle them on top. Sprinkle the herbs, sprinkle some essential oils on top. You can add crystals if you would like. Some people like to use crystal chips. Other people will put a whole piece of crystal in there, and, you know, whatever you feel the need and want to do works great, but they will add those corresponding herbs, oils, and crystals that go along with their intention. So mind you, especially when you're adding herbs to a candle, whether it's a jarred candle or one of the spell candles, like the chime candles or a taper candle, less is usually more, because as soon as you light that candle, those herbs are just going to ignite. Now, they in a jarred candle, they're not going to last as long, so you're pretty good there. But with a spell candle, like a chime candle or a taper candle, if you put a lot of herbs on those, they are going to go up quickly. And you may notice that, you know, your candle just goes down as a lot quicker than you really wanted it to do. So I would recommend, when you're using especially like a spell candle that's not in a jar, you want to just kind of faintly dust the candle. You put some oil on it because you need something for the herbs to stick to. And then you just want to just do a light sprinkling of it. Now, if you're feeling called to just completely coat that whole candle in herbs, go for it, but just be prepared. It is going to go quickly and you might have a really big flame with it. But just put a little sprinkling on there. Some people, if they don't want to use like leaf herbs or whatnot, they will use the powder form of the herb, which makes it a little bit easier to dust on the candle. So I've used both. I've used powders. I've used like the leaf or the root of an herb. And if you have some herbs that are a little bit bigger, like chunky, like some roots and whatnot, you may want to grind them down first and then sprinkle them on. I have also done it where, instead of dressing the actual candle, I have put the candle into a candle holder and sprinkle the herbs around the base of the candle, like in the holder, in the dish. So you can do that too, however you would like. And then with crystals, same thing. Obviously, with like your little 4-inch or 6-inch chime spell candles or a taper candles, it is hard to keep crystals attached to them. Again, the oil comes in handy. You can try, but sometimes even with the small little chips, they are too heavy. And so they'll drop. And especially when they start to burn, they will start to drop. So again, you can sprinkle them around the dish. If you have bigger pieces, you can just place them around your candle. If you're using a jar, you can put them right inside, kind of up to you. But adding these things just adds a little bit more to your spell, to your ritual, gives your candle, you know, a little extra oomph. So with candle magic basics, like I said, you know, we're choosing our candle to match our intention, you know, choosing colors. If you really want to go into a little bit more of choosing the day of the week, choosing a moon phase, choosing a planetary hour, you can definitely do that as well. Remember, before you're starting all this, before you're putting your candle together and you're getting everything ready for your spell, you want to cleanse all of your items. Cleanse your candle, cleanse anything that you are adding to it, cleanse your space, and make sure that everything is set before you start putting it together. Then setting your intention. Some people will hold their candle when they set their intention to kind of infuse that energy into it. Some people, as they're dressing their candle, if they're dressing their candle, as they add each ingredient to the candle, they are putting that intention in there, giving it its job. Remember, with anything that you're doing with a working, you need to give it its job. Whether you're doing candle magic or you're using crystals or you're using herbs or you're using things that you found outside, you want to give the item its job. It needs a job. You can follow the directions to a T with candle magic, you know, for a spell or a ritual. But if you are not setting your intentions and you are not telling those items, look, this is your job, this is what you need to do, then, you know, you're really not doing a service to yourself, because you have to set everything up, and you have to make sure that it has its job. When you're getting ready to light your candle, focus your intent on it again, making sure that you have that intention just constantly going. And then depending on what type of working you're doing, if you are just using that candle to burn all the way down and you're going to sit there and kind of gaze at it, meditate on it, just keep putting that intention to it. If you have a petition or an intention that you're writing down on paper, write it down, you know, when you've lit your candle, sit with it for a little bit, hold on to it, keep that intention going. And then if it is called for, go ahead and light that paper with the flame of your candle and release that out into the universe. Pay attention to the flame. What is the flame doing? Is it really small? Is it really tall? Is it straight and just not moving? Is it kind of flickering and moving around? Pay attention to that. Maybe journal about it afterwards, after you're doing your reading, and see, after you're doing your working, and see what happens. See what you get out of it. Pay attention to the wax pool. Some people will, even after they do some candle magic, they will take their wax and pour it into a dish of water and read the wax, get some more information from it. So pay attention to that. Obviously, when you're doing any kind of candle magic, you want to make sure that you're practicing fire safety, making sure that you're not leaving anything unattended. I know when I do workings, especially ones that I do where I'm keeping like a 7-day or a 3-day candle burning for as long as possible, I don't keep them burning when I'm not home, just because, you know, an unattended flame when I'm not home, I don't know, it freaks me out. So practice fire safety. You know, I've had workings where when I get home and I know I'm going to be home for a really extended amount of time, you know, even, you know, obviously through the night, I will light my candle and I will let it go, you know, the entire time until I have to put it out again. And speaking of putting out candles, you know, there's the whole question of, well, do I blow it out or do I snuff it out? I go what resonates with you. Also, you can go with, if you're following something, following instructions for a spell or a ritual, follow the instructions that say there. If they say blow it out, blow it out. If they say snuff it out, then snuff it out. I like to blow out all a bunch of my candles unless directions say otherwise, because I am putting my energy into them, especially if they're ones that I'm going to continue to relight and rework with. I like to put my energy into them. Once your candle is done, go ahead and dispose of the remnants in a safe and suitable method, either burying them in a pot. You know, you can throw them in the garbage if that's what you do. I like to, with my candles, especially when they're when they're in glass, I like to break the glass, kind of just break everything and send the remnants back to the elements from where they came from. So, you know, you decide what you want to do, how you want to dispose of it. And then what you need to make sure that you're doing is you need to make sure that you are follow through with what you set, what that intention was. You know, just because we do the spell and we light the candle doesn't mean that the things are always going to just bam happen. We still have to put in the work. So you want to make sure that you, you know, keep your end of the bargain. Make sure that you're putting the work in and doing what you need to do in order for your intention, your spell, and everything to do what it is supposed to do. So a candle spell that I like to do is doing a candle during Mercury retrograde. So we have retrograde coming up here May 10th, and it's lasting through June 3rd. And yay, I'm traveling during that time. So yeah, that should be fun, but I'm prepared. So we're good to go. But what I like to do for Mercury retrograde is I like to take a blue candle. Blue is for communication, and you know, I want to make sure that communication is as good as it's going to get during this time. So I will take a blue candle. I usually have a 7-day candle, and I will cleanse it. I will draw sigils on it. I will draw the symbol for Mercury on it. And then I will set it with my intentions and light it. So what I usually do is I will usually dress my candle with herbs that correspond with Mercury. I love using peppermint with this, but I'll add some other herbs that go along with Mercury as well. And I'll keep it in my space. I'll usually put different crystals around it that help with communication and such. And I will usually use my road opener oil that I made to drop in there whenever I go and light it. So remember, I don't keep my candles lit, you know, 24/7. I do blow them out. And this one I do blow out when I'm not working with it. And every time I begin working with it again during retrograde, I add a few drops of my road opener oil that I made. And I will also say just a little chant, incantation, prayer, if you will, over it as I am lighting it. Just basically asking for, you know, no crossed communication, you know, to come my way, to protect me during this time, and, you know, allowing me to take this time to reflect and refocus and reevaluate things in a way that I need. And then I light my candle and then I let it burn for however long I need to. And when I need to blow it out, I blow it out. And then I start all over again once I'm home. Sometimes I will take that candle, and once the wax has cooled, I will flip it. And so the bottom of the candle is now up, and I will take just a small tea light and light that on top, kind of work that candle from both ends, just to kind of seal that working. And then when I'm ready to do the next one, I'll go ahead and flip it back over, add my oils, do what I need to do, light it up, and let it go for however long I need to. So that's what I like to do during retrograde. And it's a candle spell that I have been doing for the past couple of retrogrades now. But you know, I'd love to see what you guys do, whether it is just any regular candle magic, or if you are planning on doing something for retrograde, definitely share it, with me. You can, you know, comment and share on posts that we do on Facebook or Instagram. I would love to see what you guys do and how you work your candle magic. So this week's card of the week is going to be Temperance. And Temperance is that card of balance. And I think it's a good card, especially since we're going to be going into Mercury retrograde, that reminds us to take a deep breath. So we need to kind of reach for our inner strength during this time. And we need to pay attention to all of the aspects in our life and know that we have that time. You know, we have that time in our life for, you know, work. We have that time in our life for play. We have to take that time in our life to rest. And, you know, Mercury retrograde is a great time to, you know, rest and refocus and kind of just take a pause. And this time, you know, we also maybe need to keep in mind to, you know, go with the flow have a plan in place, but, you know, go with the flow and making sure that we just keep striving for this balance. You know, perfect balance is impossible to achieve, but when we keep just striving for, you know, some kind of balance, some kind of, you know, moderation with things, you know, we can grow and we can flow with things. And, you know, it's not going to be easy, but it's definitely going to help, especially during this time, during Mercury retrograde. So I want to thank you guys for joining me this week, and I hope you were able to get some good information on some candle magic, and I hope you can start using this in your practice if you haven't already done so. So this has been a production of Girls Girls Media, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. Come hang out with your internet BFFs over in the Girls Girls Community Facebook page. It is an amazing place to be. We all hang out there. I like to drop little tidbits in there as well as on, you know, the podcast Facebook and Instagram page. But if you're not there, you need to be. Come hang out. Find a little bit of balance over there with an amazing group of women. So thank you guys again for joining me. I look forward to chatting with you all again next time. So until then, take care, witches. Blessed be. Thank you.